Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about honeybees. That sounds like a strange topic for a Christian podcast, but I promise it will all be clear as mud in just about 5 minutes. So we're going to go to Judges 14:8 today. Let me pull that up for you. It's a very familiar story, the story of Samson. And if you've been in church in any, you know, for any amount of time, I know you know this story. But I want to talk to you just about a particular part of that story that the Lord enlightened for me. And I pray that it will be enlightening for you as well. So we know Samson was strong. He was a Ninevite. He was set apart by God for a special purpose, and his mother was told that even before he was born. And the Ninevites had certain rules, including who they should associate with and not cutting their hair. Now, let me go to verse 8. Some days later, when he came back to get her, see, he had seen a woman that he liked. He made a little detour to look at what was left of the lion. So he had come upon a lion going down to Timnah, and he basically ripped him apart with his bare hands. But at that point, he had not told his parents what he has done. So he made a little detour to look at what was left of the lion. And there was a wonder, a swarm of bees in the lion's carcass and honey. He scooped it up in his hands and kept going, eating as he went. He rejoined his father and mother and gave some to them, and they ate. But he didn't tell them that he had scooped out the honey from the lion's carcass. Now, that whole scenario is just strange. First of all, he had superhero strength to be able to tear a lion apart. Second of all, after you kill a dead animal, you normally don't go back and just look at it to see what you've done. That's very strange. And then third of all, now inside of the lion's carcass, there's apparently a honeycomb because there's bees and they've made honey. So let's talk about honey for a minute. And you're going to hear some pages turning because I'm looking through my notes. Now, the word honey is mentioned in the Bible 61 times. That's a lot of times. Exodus 3, 6, and 8 tells us that the promised land to the Israelites was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. In 1 Samuel 14, 24 through 27, and Proverbs 24, 13, honey is described as a sign of abundance, ease, prosperity, and good health. So it has a positive connotation to it. Genesis 43:11 says, honey in the Bible was a treasured gift. Matthew 3:1-4 says, John the Baptist survived on honey. Proverbs 16:24 says, kind words are compared to honey. In 2 Chronicles, I believe my notes say 31:5, honey was offered as a first fruit. So you see, honey was considered a blessing, something good. Now, what's strange about this whole story is, how in the world, in just the matter of a few days, did a honeycomb get built in the carcass of the lion? So let me explain something to you about honeycombs. They usually take several weeks to months to actually build enough honeycombs for there to be honey. So all of this happened pretty quickly, okay? So it should have taken a long time for this honey to be made. The carcass needed to dry out and decay. The bees would have needed to come and make the honeycomb. But see what God did? He expedited the situation and created life out of something that was dead. Because we serve a God of restoration. We serve a God of resurrection. And what should take man years to accomplish, God can do it in seconds. And what should have taken those little bees months to do, God did it in a matter of days. Woo, that's a good word right there. I hope you caught that. I mean, if you really think about it, that carcass had to dry out. The water and the meat, the flesh had to evaporate. The tissue had to be broken down. You know, the body had to be at a specific temperature for a certain amount of time for it to decompose before the bees could even start making a honeycomb. You know, when I think about this, y'all, it really trips me out. But this is the kind of God that we serve, the God of the impossible. Now, what is the analogy of honeybees to our lives? First of all, bees have scouts that serve as lookouts. They alert the colony to swarm when there's a threat. So there's some caution there. And we as Christians should be cautious. When we sense a threat, the Holy Spirit warns you, you need to listen. Secondly, these bees, they eliminate anything or anyone that's unproductive, okay? Bees are very industrious and productive. They keep their hives clean and they eliminate any garbage or unnecessary debris within the hive in order to preserve the honey. And we should be the same way. We should get rid of every toxic thing in our lives, including people. During the winter, worker bees drive away the drone bees out of the hives. They do this, because they know there's going to be a scarcity of food and supplies in this season within the hive itself. So if they keep the drone bees around, chances are they will not be able to survive the winter with the scarce amount of food that they have. So these bees understand something that many of y'all don't. Some people can't go with you into the next season. Did you catch that? The bees understand this concept. Why don't you? Where you're going, where God's taking you, the drones in your life, boo, they can't come with you. They aren't on that level. They aren't ready. That's not their destiny. Bees stay in their lane. What do I mean by that? Bees work in an organized system. They each have a role. The queen bee, her role is to mate and reproduce. The worker bee feeds the queen. They collect the pollen, they keep the hive clean, they make the honey. The drone bees, they scout and protect the hive. They care for the larvae, the babies. Bees are loyal. There's only one queen in each hive, and she is the ruler of the colony, just like Jesus should be the ruler of our lives. The Holy Spirit is our authority. We cannot serve two masters. We have to be loyal to God. We have to be loyal to Christianity. We must be loyal to the truth of God's word. Bees reserve the best for the best. In the hive, drones and worker bees eat honey, but the queen and her babies, they eat royal jelly, specially prepared for them. Bees live to serve and sacrifice. Worker bees serve their queen. They will sacrifice their lives for their queen. Jesus sacrificed his life for us, and one day, y'all, we may have to sacrifice our life for him. Drones die to mate with queen scouts. They die stinging intruders to protect the queen. Workers have to endure harsh conditions to collect food for the queen. Service and sacrifice. That's what the Lord is requiring of us. Service and sacrifice. And last, bees work as a team. They are united, not divided. Honey is made through bees, regurgitating the nectar from one bee to another. When a hive is strong, the bees work with each other as a team with the ultimate goal of protecting their home. So we as Christians, we've got to stop fighting each other. Because you know what? You're helping Satan with his agenda. when we fight each other, we're helping him. Just think about that. The Bible is clear, and we all need to be on board, one mind, one accord, one faith, one goal. That is to be fishers of men. That is to live righteous and holy. That is to repent when we sin. That is to save as many souls as we can before Jesus returns. Are you with me? I know you are. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this little part of Samson's story that's so powerful, and how that we can use the analogy of bees for our own Christian lives. Help us, Lord, to live united and not divided. Help us to live as a team. Help us to stay in our lane. Help us to remember, Lord, that you are the ultimate authority and that you are our only God, and we can have no other idols before us. Thank you, Father God, that you remind us that kind words are like honey. Help us to have compassionate speech towards one another. Oh, Lord, this story is so amazing. We thank you, Lord, for the truths in your word and for the analogies and for the stories and for the lessons, Father God. Let us take it into our hearts and into our minds and help us not to forget them. Bless our country, Lord. Protect our borders and help us to live for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening today. I pray that you go back and read the entire story of Samson. It's pretty amazing. Be blessed.